it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I have a weird moral dilemma, and everybody's got to just pay attention.
Oh.
No, but here's the thing. I feel like Hack's going to be on my side. I think, please don't take this wrong, I think he's enough of a loser like
me.
Oh,
jeez.
This is. Right. How could I take it wrong, boss?
Getting worse.
I'm like you? All right.
So you think Aaron and I are...
I don't know where you land.
Winners.
On.
Yeah, so we're not losers.
Okay, picture a mall parking lot, specifically Park Meadows Mall, right?
I've never been there.
But it's a mall where the lanes, the parking lot has one-way lanes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go this way, you're only parking that way, and you turn around to park the other way.
The spots are angled
correct.
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's enough room for one car driving down those things, mm-hmm. so that one car is parked. And if you're not parking, you're just driving through. Mm-hmm. Everybody got
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know the lot well.
It's over by Park Cheesecake Meadows. Factory if you want yep. me to get super specific.
I know it well.
Super's is
okay.
Specific.
Okay. So here we are. But King Supers, they're wider. You can
no,
still.
No, no. Not this one.
So I am over there and I get into that row as my exit strategy. That's my way out. I'm not parking, but it's also the way out.
And you're okay. going the correct way.
I'm going the correct okay. way. And it's packed at the mall. And there is a truck about six cars in front of me who sees somebody get in their car. So he stops to wait for them to back out and take the space.
Okay.
At this point, I'm not going to kill anyone yet.
Right, because okay. that would be irrational.
It becomes very rational in a minute. A minute goes by. 2 minutes go by. Now, Hack, there are several people doing some things that are, in my opinion, egregious breaches of human behavior.
Ugh.
Tell me who's doing the wrong thing. The person in the car that got in their car?
Oh, and they haven't moved yet.
They haven't moved.
They're in their car.
Yeah. Could they be feeding a baby?
Okay. So there are some things they could be doing.
Okay.
What about the guy waiting? What about that guy?
How many minutes passed?
Eventually, it was like 8 minutes. I'm going to say this. I get it. The mall's packed.
Yeah.
Wow. I am so...
How close to the truck, how close was it to one of the end, the exit?
He's probably five cars from the exit, but he won't leave. So
and there's
I am
no
like
room for him
cars.
To like kind of scoot over.
No, it's,
to let
it's
you.
Narrow. Okay. And now there's 10 cars behind me. Oh. He's like five cars. We have a line of people
yeah.
who either want to park. And we can't get out, can't back
you're stuck.
Up, can't go forward. All I'm saying is the family who got in the car.
Oh, they were a family.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
But you got to move.
You got to move it.
But also, when you get in your car, that doesn't say I'm leaving.
No,
but you
and
did,
I've
they
had
did
to,
all get in.
Right. I've had to be like, I'm not leaving.
Right.
Like,
you got
to
do a sign right. like, hey, yeah. don't, I'm just putting, I'm
yeah.
going back. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Could you see where there reverse lights on at all?
I couldn't see. There were so many cars, but I don't.
Because it is, I get the anxiety big time.
I knew you'd feel the same.
It's unfair to my children because we're in that where you can see someone waiting and we got two kids to load in the car and you're like, come on. Because
but you
like,
don't have to hurry at that moment, dude.
But
you don't.
I still feel because I'm so yeah. like you that I'm like, let's go. They're waiting.
No, because
we're trying to be polite.
You can see that they, like you're trying to, what's the word? Not responsible. You're
courteous.
It's
it's the equivalent of when you see the wet floor and you do the weird walk. It's like I know we're trying to be polite to everyone.
That
you know, it's
so
like
I'm true because our footprints
you,
are no
you're
different.
Like, yeah. No, they're
but
just
why
faster.
Are we walking right? like this?
I'm showing you. I'm aware. I see you. I appreciate you. We're moving fast. We're going. Yeah.
It's
we're
the same
going.
Thing in front of King Supers when somebody's walking through that area in front of the store. If there's a car waiting, I don't walk. I jog. Or I give him front foot shuffle, like same like I'm working on a web floor. I'm gonna, I'll get across faster. I know you're waiting because now King Supers has made that a football field, and it's like at any given time there could be five people in there, and you're like, hey, I'm never getting through here.
Okay, so a lot of problems with parking lots.
Here's the real issue that I have. That family is not great because T-Hack would have rushed it along.
I'm probably too far on the
you need to help speed it up and get out of there.
But that's not who my problem is with. The person in the front car. There is a point, ma'am or sir, where you take the L.
Yeah.
Take the L.
Words out of my mouth.
That's not your spot.
Take it.
I saw him get in the car. Great.
Yeah.
It's not yours. Just because you saw him get in the car, that's not your spot.
I think you can wait up to like
40 seconds, people.
I was going to say like 80 seconds. You passed that minute and a half mark and you got to go.
Take.
Yeah.
I get it. I've been driving around the parking lot forever. Okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you. I think once you see the third car, one car behind you, you're like, hold on, we're going.
They're stacking.
Okay, now they're stacking. I got to go.
Yeah, that's fair too.
I got to go.
So the moral question that I have for you guys and for the listeners at 303-222-5423, was it wrong for me to bury my fist in my horn and not let go until he took the L? Because I just, until I got most of the cars doing it.
No.
I'm glad you didn't ram him. That's what I would have suggested.
He was too far. I would have had to ram an innocent victim to get them to ram the innocent victim to get them to hit unfair. Him.
No, you got him.
There was the truck and then a couple of cars.
I was a few cars back.
Oh my God.
I wasn't next. I could still see what was going on. I saw the family going on. Okay, he's going to wait. And it's like, wait. And then I lost it. I lost.
At 8 minutes?
I lost it.
I probably would have gotten out of the car and thrown my body at this person.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.